And the background music of Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 163 in that continuing series. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2 on your radio dial, and 107.7 on the FM dial. We're coming up on 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon as our theme wraps up right there. 12 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 73 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we've got our guest on the line. We're going to go to the line right now and bring him in and say, good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Good morning. Yes, I'm up and doing well.
Good. Mr. Don Shepherd, and you are from Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, huh?
Yes, that's just a small little village.
Okay.
A beautiful place to retire.
Really? Okay. Where were you born and raised, Don?
Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Beaver Dam, is that?
An area, about half an hour north of Madison.
Okay. And now Elkhart Lake, you were describing to me, is over on the eastern edge of Wisconsin?
Yes, it is. About, half an hour or 15 minutes just west of Sheboygan.
Okay. Very good. And, Don, I understand you have the honor of being the drummer for the Babe Wagner Band for the last days of their existence. How did that go for you?
Well, it kind of sad, but it went very well. I was teaching at the community college in Mason City, Iowa at the time. And, you know, things were winding down from the band. And so Swede would call me. I was more than willing to drive up with that band. And, well, things were just kind of falling apart for everybody. So the last job was in Rochester. I can't quite remember the date, but I remember the location.
Okay. All right. Well, Don, let's start in the beginning. How did you get started playing the drums, first of all? Or, were you in grade school, high school, or how did you ever get started in music?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I grew up in a neighborhood that had one musician, dance band musician, who became, though, later on the head of the music department at Ohio State University, a big-time drummer. Movie star Fred McMurray around the corner started out as a tenor sax man. And Dave Marvin, just down the block, my age, and he played with the Thick Fat Dutchman for years. And so I kind of grew into it. But the first band I worked with was Don Peachy.
Really?
Don is still going. Good to hear about that.
Yes. We've had Don on the program a couple of times already. So, yeah, well, you're really amongst some celebrities over there.
Well, so, and along with Don on the band, Ernie Brenneman and I started together. We worked again together on the Ray Dorschner band. But Ernie is the leader and the founder of the Dorfkapelle, a very good concert band.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you did some work with Dorfkapelle, too, as well, then, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, it's kind of interesting. I actually named the band. Ernie and I have been good friends since I think we were in elementary school.
Uh-huh.
And when he started, I was living in St. Louis, but frequently I would drive up if he needed somebody. But a number of years ago, he found a very good drummer,
okay. Which
is great. In fact, the band is made up, I think, of outstanding musicians. But it was fun with the band getting started.
Sure. Now, are they still going, as far as you know, the Dorfkapelle?
Oh, yes. In fact, they're playing, this coming Thursday night just down the road at a concert. It's really a concert band.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Although they cannot, if you want to hire them, they will play a dance. They play the Viennese Ball every year at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire.
Okay. So you said, then did you start out right away with Dorfkapelle? Did you guys form that band, or did you play with somebody else first then, or how did you get going?
Well, I was living in St. Louis and playing with a lot of different groups, depending on what was going on. And, you know, the music business for guys like me our age isn't what it used to be.
Oh, heavens no.
They aren't the steady dance bands, you know, that can play two, three, four times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played this and that, and Ernie and I were always good friends. So we talked together about the Dorfkapelle and getting started. And when he's getting started, you know, I came up with the name.
Okay.
The band is based on the great Ernst Mach band from Germany. I don't know if your fans have heard of them. They probably have.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so you actually worked with them first before you got into the old-time circuit with, like, Babe Wagner and those then, huh?
Well, thing is, you kind of work with all sorts of bands. I think if you're really interested in playing and you're in an area where there is lots of different kinds of music, well, you play the different kinds of music, which does help because the good bands have musicians that can really play all kinds of music.
Sure. So how did you get to playing with Babe Wagner then? Sweet, of course, was running it because Babe was already gone, but how did you get in there?
Well, we would come up to New Ulm for Polka Day for quite a few years.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was playing with Don Peachy, and here and there went another band once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I first really heard, I heard the Wagner records. They were out of sight, really.
Sure.
But then I heard the band live up at Polka Day, and the opportunity rose that I could come to New Ulm. I talked to Sweet, and I got on the band.
Oh, yes. Okay. And who were the guys playing in the band back in the days when you were playing with them then?
Okay, Don Burghardt was playing second trumpet.
We're all
aware of him, I think.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And, of course, Don Klossner, the concertina.
Yeah.
I've always considered Don to be one of a kind.
Yeah.
Rolly Wolf on the tenor and Lenny Robin on the other tenor, and Al Draghi on the tuba. Now, I knew Al. He's another Wisconsin boy. Don's the kind of guy that could play any sorts of music.
Oh, yes.
When I first met him, he was playing with Fez, played with him on the Dorschner band, and, of course, again on the Wagner band, and he did some, I think, with Elmer Scheid. But another good player from Wisconsin, and that's an important point, too. These New Ulm bands got so good, it's so well-known and traveled, they started attracting musicians from all over the Midwest.
Sure. So how long did you stay with the Wagner band? About how many jobs or how many years were you with them then?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, that awful lot, you see, in the late 50s.
Uh-huh.
And then again in the, late 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite a few jobs there.
Uh-huh.
And that's, of course, when I was at Mason City. And all the drive was worth it to play with a band like that.
Oh, my goodness, I guess so. You bet.
Well, you know, we all had our favorite bands, and Wagner obviously was my favorite. Don't ask me who the best band was, because there's a darn many good ones, and we all have different choices.
Isn't that true? You bet. So you said you did do some work with Ray Dorschner, too, as well?
Yes. In the mid-60s, there's another problem he had with the drummer, kind of a character. And I knew Ray. In fact, I did the first couple jobs with him when I was still undergraduate in college. Well, then I got called and I became, I guess you'd say, the regular drummer. And we had a Sunday TV show in Green Bay, which was really a lot of fun. But then eventually he found a good drummer, who's been with him right up to the end, and Ray played up till about 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And that was that Ray Wells?
Yeah,
Okay.
Good drummer.
You bet. Well, that had been quite a thrill to play with a band like Ray Dorschner as well, because, boy, we've thought very highly of them here in central Minnesota as well.
Oh, yeah. I think it's developed into the last of the great New Ulm-style bands.
Yes, you bet. Yeah.
There are still some, but they're smaller-sized bands. You can't sell a big band anymore. But Ray hung on with, the full-size band to the very end.
Yes, he did. You bet. And I still talk to his son Randy once in a while, and, of course, Jim Dorschner and some of the other musicians. And I'm sure you worked with some of those guys, too, over there. Jens Jensen and... Mike Selecki, all of those guys working with the band the last years that they were going.
Oh, sure, yes. And do you remember Amy, trumpet player?
No, that one I don't.
Amy Hayden, she lives in Davenport now.
Okay.
I first met her a long time ago when she was playing with Carl Hartwig.
Okay.
Which was a great band. And she lived in Iowa all the time, but then eventually she got on the Dorschner band. And, was the Dorschner band good. And the people you just mentioned were on the band when she was there.
Okay. All right.
And I still am in contact with her. She has made herself, I think, the official historian of the Wagner band.
Okay.
Any records or tapes available, she has them.
She does. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Although I have some. I have a tape, and I'm sure a lot of people have a copy, too, of the 47 Wagner band.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you have one of those?
I don't, no.
Oh, I'm sure people around New Ulm must have one, but you know, Babe is still alive. You might say it's the original band.
Okay.
Good band.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there's a lot of tapes that had been live of the band in, the end of the 50s into the 60s. It was still a pretty darn good band at that time, too.
Absolutely. Don, I got to ask you, what kind of drums did you play? What set there? Do you still have them yet?
No, I'll tell you, for years I had a good Slingerland set.
Slingerland,
but
okay.
When I was a young kid, the big-name drummers were playing old Gretsch, and all of a sudden, about 10 years ago, I saw a Gretsch set for sale, brand-new set. Boy, did I buy it.
Uh-huh.
About 5 years ago, I happened to see another one in a window, and I bought it. Like, I needed 2 sets of drums.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. So that's, and are you still playing at all today, Don? Do you have any?
No, pretty, I always joke about it. I must be retired. Nobody calls me.
Nobody calls.
But several years ago, I had 2 carpal tunnels.
Ah.
And so the wrists aren't what they really should be.
Okay, a little tough to roll them drumsticks then.
Yeah, and I'm 84, so I suppose it is time to quit.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know. I know Wally Pickle is still going, and Wally's up there about that same age or a little higher, and there's a few of them that are still going at it. So,
well, I remember Wally. I didn't know he was still going.
Yes, yeah, Wally's still.
Well, he could remember on the pogo stick.
Yes, on the pogo stick, playing 3 trumpets at one time. Oh, my goodness, yeah, another great story there.
Well, that's right. See, one of the real, real good characters in this music.
Absolutely. You bet. Well, Don,
we hate to see those days gone, but everything does change. But you think back, the great bands, the great musicians, the fun times, and what? The true good characters that existed.
Absolutely. Well, Don, we're going to continue this in just a minute, but right now I need to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and then we'll come back with you, if that's okay.
Okay, fine. I'll be here.
All righty. So, Cy, with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats. Award-winning sausages where smiling faces and low prices greet you as you come through the door. The brat of the week this week is our smoked bacon cheeseburger brat. Yes, the smoked bacon cheeseburger brat, another unique flavor that has you coming back for seconds and thirds. It has that same great flavor profile of a bacon cheeseburger pizza or sandwich. It's a great brat for in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill, in a bun. Come in and try some for yourself. Take this week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. This weekend on Friday, July 28th, and Saturday, July 29th, hosting and cooking at the brat sale will be the St. Joe Lady Lions. Come out and roar just a little bit and socialize with the ladies while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. And the ladies will also be demoing those delicious smoked bacon cheeseburger brats, so you will have an opportunity to sample for free. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. And thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Don, for being our guest on the program, and we've been doing this since it began way back 163 programs ago. The St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm, we put up a nice meat package, and we mail that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you enjoy that with your people around you and good health. How's that for you?
That's good. And, you know, an ad to your commercial, I think a bratwurst, you could never go wrong with a bratwurst.
No, that's
right.
And
add the cheese. I think that's the official food of the Upper Midwest, isn't it? Bratwurst,
I think,
cheese?
So. You bet. You bet. We make a pile of them over there at the St. Joe Meat Market. So we're going to send those out to you and hope that you and are you married, Don? You got a wife with you there?
Oh, yeah, I've got a wife in the other room, but she's here. She has put up with me for a long time.
Okay, good. So we hope that you can enjoy that in good health. And family, kids, did you have kids as well?
Oh, yes, yeah. They're all married, and I have grandchildren. In fact, three just graduated from college.
Oh, my goodness.
So they've been sort of musicians, not polka musicians, but concert musicians.
Okay.
So we try to keep the idea alive.
There you go. That sounds great. Well, Don, can you talk about some of the great ballrooms and venues that you might have performed at with the various bands over the years that really impressed you?
Well, okay, you know, a great one for the New Orleans style band was the Cato Ballroom.
Oh, yes.
Is that one still going?
I think it is, at Mankato, Minnesota? Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty sure that one's still there.
Okay, and of course the Prom up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I don't think that one's there anymore.
Oh, gosh, that goes back, too. I played that with Sweet, and I played that with Don Peachy. So
okay.
That does go back.
Sure, sure.
And I can't even remember the one in St. Paul, but it was a stage like a movie set at different levels.
Oh, was that Schlieff's Little City?
No, Schlieff's is another one I played
okay.
at. Yeah. But the one in St. Paul, I remember the different levels on the stage. Well, I was so thankful. I had played with a band before we got there because the drummer was off to the side up above the trumpets, and, you know, the saxes were two levels below. And it was an interesting job.
Uh-huh. I wonder if that was the American House?
You know, it's hard to remember those darn places. When I get inside, you know, I would recognize something like that.
Sure.
There was a surf in Clear Lake, Iowa.
Yeah.
And it was a turf in Austin, I believe.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Why, some great places you're mentioning there.
I know it. And there's some others, and like I say, I would recognize them if I was in it, but I can't remember the names.
Okay.
But there were an awful lot of good ballrooms, and they all had their polka band night and their modern band night.
Sure.
And the crowds were there.
Oh, isn't that true? Yep, that was one of the premier activities was to go out dancing back in those years. People just did it.
Well, yeah, that's the point. I think you understand it, the dancing. You know, they say polka music isn't as popular. Well, it's dance music that isn't as popular.
Yeah.
Because the big swing bands are... I played some with the Jan Garber band, but
okay,
it was all over.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and you go to a dance now and then, but it's got to be a sponsored dance.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Don, what was...
Were you at the... Babe Wagner, Swede Wagner Day at the Minnesota Hall of Fame?
No, I heard about it, but I was working. I didn't get there, but I had heard that they had a big to-do there celebrating and remembering them. So
yeah, I got the notice. Was it a big crowd, a success?
You know, I haven't heard anybody from anybody, so I don't know anything about it, so can't help you out with that one.
Well, I just would be, because, you know, I found about later, and I don't know could I have gotten there or not. But darn it, you know, that's one of the legendary bands.
Yes, it was. You bet.
And there's a lot of us still, well, a lot of us covet those records. I've got the old 78s.
Yeah. Now,
and, of course, there is the recut disc, which, oh, gosh, the sound has been recovered beautifully.
Yes, and I think you're talking about Greetings from an Old Friend there with Donnie Klossner on the concertina. That is a good recording. I have that one. So,
well, you know, again, like I said, this is one of the legendary bands. There were a lot of good bands.
Yep.
But there's some I think you'd call legendary bands because
yes,
they still have followers. Their records are still as good as anybody since that time.
Absolutely. Don, when you talk about polka music, what was your favorite one? When they'd call one up to play, was it a waltz or a polka? What was your favorite song?
Oh, darn it. Well, I tell you, the first record I heard from the Wagner Band was the Barbara Polka.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, good old standard. Everybody knew the tune, but their arrangement of it just turned me on. And that's the one I suppose would still be my favorite of all time.
Okay. All right. And
but another thing, too, is I remember is Swede's arrangements. Oh, just outstanding arrangements.
Absolutely. You bet. Now, did you get to work with Elmer Scheid or any of the other New Ulm bands at all?
No, I filled in with the Sixth Dutchman an awful lot.
Okay.
Fez, once in a while, another great guy.
Yeah.
The trombone player. I can't even think of his name. Had a band for a while, but then the good trombone player.
Not Earl Schmidt?
No, earlier than Earl Schmidt.
Oh, earlier than them. Okay. That one I don't know
Bruno Randall.
Oh, Bruno with Jolly... Jolly Brewers.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Oh,
good band, and I filled in an awful lot with Bruno.
Okay, all right. Boy, you got some rich history.
Rolly Wolf played tenor with him a lot of times when we'd fill in.
Okay. Boy,
that was a pretty good band, too.
You bet. Yeah, you've definitely got some credentials there, Don. That's good to hear. Well,
it was a rare time, and some of us were there at the right time.
Absolutely. You bet. And you can't take those memories away. That's the one thing I always say, too. All the years I had in playing, too, we savor those memories because, they happened, and they're not going to take them away from us.
Well, you know what I've been doing just yesterday? I've been just recopying live about two steps from the Wagner Band because a very good friend of mine writes modern arrangements for a polka band, and again, Swede's arrangement still sounds as good as any.
Okay.
So I copied them for him, and he can write down these arrangements.
Sure. That's great. Well, Don, I always ask all of the musicians if there's a memory that stands out in their mind of a dance job or traveling to a job that stands out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise. Did you have anything happen along the way?
Well, the thing you can't forget is Polka Day.
Okay.
Coming down the street on that truck and looking at that crowd and the people coming from not just the Midwest, but as far away as Texas. How can you forget having played a polka day?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, we were there a few times, too, so I probably seen you playing back in the days. But, yes, that was quite a gala event, Polka Days. They always had
Absolutely.
The parade. The parade was always on Monday night, I think, at 7 o'clock on a Monday night, 7 o'clock in New Ulm. Then after the parade, they'd set up the bands on a street corner, all different street corners, and you could see Fez Fritzy on one corner and Six Fats on another one, Elmer Scheid on another one. So that was just quite a time.
That was it. See, those were the days when all the great bands were in existence. And you're happy to play that thing. I said, wow, I got to play Polka Day. And that's where you met the fans coming from all over the Midwest, as I said, as far away as Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was one of those rare occurrences that you don't forget. You say, I played Polka Day.
Yes. Yeah, you bet.
And you once in a while still around here run into somebody and say, you remember Polka Day? Say, oh, yes, I was there.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people from eastern Wisconsin showed up.
You bet. You bet. Well, Don, our time is about run out. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us today. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road sometime. We'll do it again. How's that?
Okay, good.
All right.
And glad to get a chance to reminisce about the good old days.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, and we'll talk to you off the air then. You have
okay,
a great day.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. And there he goes, Mr. Don Shepherd out of Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, our 163rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that takes us to 10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 73 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Babe Wagner Band and also Dorf Capella as we honor those bands here in honor of Don Shepherd.